To tell the truth, each God-realization road is exceedingly difficult. If you are deeply involved in ordinary life, then how can the spiritual life, the conscious God-awareness life, be present? Spirituality pretenders are here, there, everywhere. If you want to please God, then give Him what you have and what you are immediately. May my life be a most soulful and powerful God gratitude wave. I must find inside my heart the breath of ambrosia. A clutter mind is, alas, what I now have and am. I have studied many scriptures, but alas, satisfaction is still a very far cry. I must always find myself swimming in the sea of God-oneness heart. A soulful seeker can easily be known by his purity heart and cheerful face. You must try to please your beloved Lord Supreme on the strength of your sleepless and breathless self-offering. A life without hope and without promise is nothing short of death. First we have to see the goal. Then we must nurture the goal every day without fail. May my life see the truth, feel the truth, and become the truth, which is far beyond the reach of the mind. I must get back my most intimate and most powerful friend, enthusiasm. I must be brave to face not only a specific problem, but all the problems that take away my joy. My love of God has to be renewed every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Today my name is Excitement, for my Lord Supreme will be arriving at any moment to visit me in my heart home. We enter into the land of nowhere when we consciously forget God. A God-realization life has no expiration date. I am trying by all means, in every possible way, to arrive at the feet of my Lord Beloved Supreme. God adoration is the only choice of my devotion heart. At every moment we must sincerely and self-givingly remain true to our own heart existence. My Lord expects from me three most significant presents on this special occasion: a willingness mind, an eagerness heart, a devotedness life. Whatever God gives me, my heart immediately accepts with boundless joy and boundless gratitude. I need to climb the summit height of spirituality in this lifetime. We must lighten our outer life and brighten our inner life to please our Lord Supreme in His own way. At every moment, God is expecting something good and not great from you. May the smiles of my heart immediately disarm all my mind resistance. The mind does not want to know that it has the capacity to love God with utmost sincerity. I came into the world only for one thing: God's satisfaction in God's own way. God obedience, I start with my breath, and then I continue with my heart, mind, vital, and body. This is absolutely the most perfect way to obey my Lord Beloved Supreme. The dissatisfaction disease is not incurable. At long last, I have started paying wholehearted attention to the will of my Lord Supreme. Complete surrender means unobstructed inner progress. I pray to God to bring all the worlds together and establish harmony among them. It is never too late to transform one's nature. When we give up praying and meditating, we are quite often disillusioned with our own lives. Each soulful smile is a life-changing power. This time, my Lord is coming to me to transform not only my outer life, but also my inner life. Anything that truth has and is imperishable. Silence songs bring God closer to us. Hesitation is our golden opportunity destroyer. There are a great many ideas and ways we have not yet tried to please God. This moment I live in the highest hope. Next moment I live in the darkest fear. my Lord. I beg of you to bless me with just a few glimpses of bliss. Patience has the capacity to give us a totally new life. The unknowable is within us and nowhere else. The child divine within us has to be awakened to give us immense joy. I listen only to my God-knowing soul messages. When you sing only for God, you do not need a singing voice, but only a surrendering life to please Him. Do not think of perfecting others when your life is imperfection incarnate. If you do not follow your master's advice, you will find your life in the land of nowhere. Some seekers make tremendous progress only when they are in the physical presence of their master. Forget your opinions, at least for a day. You will see how much peace can descend upon you. There may not be another tomorrow. Therefore, do everything good and divine here and now. God does notice my absence, but He forgives me out of His infinite compassion. Be your true self. Only then can God perform miracles in and through you. When I dive deep within, I clearly see that every human being is unique. If you do not give yourself time to do the right thing and be the right person, then who can and who will? I have offered my heart 100% to fulfill my Lord's wish here on earth. I must practice what I preach. This is the only way I can make my Lord divinely and supremely happy. I must bend my proud head and touch the dust of humanity's feet to become a choice instrument of God. No more mind performances. From now on, my life will be either soul performances or heart performances. I love the sweet and sacred voice of silence. If I am all love for God, then my miseries are bound to die. To please God, I just need a shorter than the shortest heart song. The very nature of the ego is to make others' lives insecure and meaningless. We must realize that no suffering can have a permanent room in our heart home. God's pride treasures our aspiration flames. We find God not in our grandiose achievements, but in our pure devotion. We must make our love, devotion, and surrender visible by constantly thinking of and caring for our Master. When God asks my soul how my heart is doing, my soul's joy and pride know no bounds. Self-offering blooms. Love blossoms. We cannot understand God, but our hearts easily can. We love God, not because of his greatness, not because of his goodness, but because of our mutual oneness. All my life's hopes live in a single smile of my Lord Supreme. Love the world inwardly, serve the world outwardly. Lo, you have become free. God loves me so dearly when I tell him millions of things in silence. We must not look back at life. If we do, we may go back to the animal kingdom. How I wish I could worship my Lord Supreme in my heart temple lovingly, devotedly, and self-givingly. The moment I see my Lord's compassion eye and feel his forgiveness heart, my heart starts throbbing with unimaginable joy. Self-giving is an express train to our Lord's heart station. We are accountable to God for all the things that we do wrong and for all the good things that we do not do. Delight and God are complementary realities. Heaven descends when it sees that the earth consciousness is sincerely trying to ascend. This moment, devotion can be very sweet, and the next moment, it can be extremely powerful. Aspiration is the inner cry that is regularly fed by the compassion eye of our Lord Supreme. Pure is the eye of gratitude, sure is the heart of gratitude, and perfect is the breath of gratitude. There is no sound on earth or in heaven that cannot be transformed by the infinite power of silence. The outer beauty quite often fails us. The inner beauty molds us, shapes us, and guides us to our God-fulfillment destination. We may forget to pray to God for some things, But we must never forget to pray to God for his constant protection. When death challenges life, life says to death, I belong to a realm far, far beyond your realm. The larger the receptivity vessel of our heart, the easier and better for our Lord to pour divine light and supreme delight. The outer freedom misuses and confuses our lives. The inner freedom we cannot use. It is the inner freedom that uses us lovingly and self-givingly. Light and darkness stay all the time side by side. It is I who have to choose light all the time to please my Lord and also to fulfill myself. There is only one thing we need in our life, and that is constant God reliance. At every moment, grace is descending from above. Those who are aware of it make unimaginable progress in the spiritual life. Each time we receive forgiveness from God, God hopes that we shall consciously live in his delight kingdom. Eventually, the mind will have to follow the heart. The seekers must remain always alert for God's life transformation call. We must discard vehemently all the sad experiences of the past. No heart was born without an iota of climbing aspiration. Attachment is bad, but if it turns towards God, it becomes a sleepless and breathless aspiration to realize God. Ignorance night has to be conquered, either with a smile or with a frown, or with an iron rod. There shall come a time when mankind will reach the golden shore and live there permanently. Alas, how often we suffer from our self-imposed sadness torture. Anything that we receive from silence is most precious. God gives me unconditionally what he has, love. I must give him, at least unwillingly, my obedience. The sky embracing ladder everybody has to use to reach the highest for God realization. No determination fire, no God realization tower. May my old disagreements with the world die in infamy. Enthusiasm rightly deserves to take the lead. To renounce expectation is to announce God's supreme victory in and through us. May every breath of mine embody my gratitude heart tears. No newness, no soulfulness. No soulfulness, no oneness. No oneness, no fullness. O my mind, by this time you should have outgrown your desire for doubt and suspicion. One step at a time is more than enough to reach my God realization sure. From our very first day until we breathe our last, we have to feel that God's satisfaction is of paramount importance. May my aspiration and dedication have no limit. Our God service must give us incomparable joy. Self-centered I was, God-centered I now am. Insecurity cleverly hides. Confidence proudly rides. Silence infinite means God satisfaction complete. Everything will fail us, save and accept our God obedience. Prayer life is indeed a hope bloom. Meditation life is blossoming into a fully opened lotus heart. The mind power quite often attacks. The heart power always protects. My heart's inner cries are treasured by God Himself. A smiling God gives the journey's start. A continuing surrender reaches the goal. Divinity chooses a purity heart first and foremost. May my heart become God's surrender nectar fountain. My Lord's victory banner brings me infinity's bliss. My inner cries and God's outer smiles mix together and fulfill one another. I cherish in the very depths of my heart only one desire, God's satisfaction in God's own way. My Lord, do turn me into God's satisfaction, hero, strength, bliss. I discontinue, but God continues to love me and to think of my perfection. During meditation, we receive God oneness experiences, and we must preserve them after the meditation is over. A service life is the very beginning of a God oneness heart. No devotion breath. No God oneness life. I live in between my aspiration cries and my meditation smiles. Each life is a mixture of failure tears and success smiles. God's smile penetrates our ignorance sleep. God's only plan is world transformation. The inner smiles and the outer tears are complementary God-longing realities. Self-giving is the first step. God-becoming is the very last step. God does not want to know my quest altitude. He just wants to know my quest attitude. I have been with you, my mind, for a long time. I now want to be alone with my Lord Supreme. My heart was born for the lotus feet of my Lord Supreme. The mind is good for information. The heart is good for aspiration. Every day I get a new opportunity to see a new light in my heart sky. My mind cares only for advantage. My heart cares only for a God-fulfilling opportunity. At long last, I have arrived at the heart door of my Lord Supreme. An open heart can sprinkle God's delight everywhere. Alas, the peace planet has yet to take birth. Only God knows when and how. I have not come into the world to lead the world, but to mix with the world for its God-satisfaction endeavor. I am extremely happy to learn that God is ready to be the owner of my heart cries and my soul smiles. God wants my heart to examine all the thoughts that are produced by my mind. My silent heart receives everything immediately from my Lord Supreme with boundless gratitude. An unconditional surrender, empty of cheerfulness, cannot lead us to our destined goal. My mind is always tired. My heart is never tired. It is always eager to receive more blessings, more light, and more delight from my Lord Beloved Supreme. The soul beauty of the heart must be brought to the fore to manifest fully the light of our Beloved Supreme. Happiness increases our aspiration speed, dedication speed, and God manifestation speed. My Lord, my blossoming heart desperately needs your tangible presence. When my Lord smiles at me, my mind is puzzled. My heart is thrilled, and my life is fulfilled. Every day, without fail, I enjoy my Lord's compassion shower. Today, my Lord Supreme, out of his infinite bounty, has given me a new heart, empty of ignorance night. Alas, how long shall I remain on earth without knowing who I really am and what I really stand for? Alas, my stupidity knows no bounds when I support my darkness-flooded mind. Without peace there can be no oneness. Again, without oneness there can be no peace. Therefore, give due value to peace and oneness. I do not need support from the world for my activities, as long as I am all the time on my Lord's side. My meditation heart is my most powerful protection. I dig and dig, always with a new hope to find my inner treasure. I must not offend myself. I must not defend myself. I must only love myself more and more. My Lord does not teach me what I want to know. He teaches me only what he wants me to know. The past has to be corrected and perfected before it enters into the present. The mind has no conviction about anything, even about its own existence. The apologies of the mind God does not accept. The aspiration cries of the heart God readily and proudly accepts. I deeply enjoy the fragrant presence of my peace heart. God does not need my gratitude. But he accepts my gratitude so that I can feel I have pleased him. No more self-importance. It is all God-importance, 24 hours a day. Alas, alas, where has my God-obedience gone? I see it nowhere. May my thirst for self-transcendence be endless. God's approval is needed every day for important things that you do for him. Lifeless receptivity is worse than useless. Any advice that I get from the mind creates a serious problem for me. Every day I must raise my consciousness to a higher height without fail. I am eagerly looking forward to my self-doubt starvation day. A wave of compassion powerfully sweeps over my heart. I must not remain any more a slave to every word of my mind. I am so proud of my enthusiasm, for it knows no fear. When I pray most sincerely and meditate most intensely, I clearly see and feel that my entire being is flooded with delight. All my dreams are rooted in the soil of a fertile reality. May I always be found either praying and meditating or crying and weeping for God. Only one thing makes me happy and keeps me happy: my progress promise report to my Lord Supreme. God is extremely pleased with me because I prayed to Him to be extremely sincere with me.